Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G with you on a Friday. We got a lot to get to over the course of this show. We will hit on the realignment in college football, which just always completely throws me for a loop every time it happens. So we'll get to that as the Big Ten expands with some Pac-12 teams and what it means for college football. We'll dive into the Rookie of the Year market in baseball coming up, updated odds. Emory Hunt, football game plan, CBS Sports joins us in about 40 minutes. But Joe, it is July 4th weekend. Monday is July 4th. You know it's about to come here. It's about to be fireworks all weekend. So where do we stand on fireworks at this point? I will say I'm okay with it on July 4th.
Let's not go off the board with Jake Hassan. Let's just cold shoulder me. Wow.
That sounds good.
Jake, that was the plan today.
Be quiet. How about that?
Jake, why don't you lead us in this discussion about fireworks?
I would love to. I'd be happy to. Joe G, I know you're bombs, so please proceed.
I'm just so done with fireworks.
Thanks, Joe.
I'm done with fireworks, okay?
When did this happen?
So, this has been brewing for a couple years. I just have been tired of fireworks. Like, I'm okay on July 4th. I'm not going to complain on July.
I like that he said brewing. Like, it's just he's been getting angrier every year.
I'm not going to complain on July 4th. That's fine. But I don't need fireworks in the middle of May on a Saturday night. Like, what are we doing? My dog freaks out. Kids won't go to sleep. Though they're a little bit older now. It's not as bad as it was a couple years ago. But I don't know. Maybe it's just where I am. It's just fireworks all the time. And I know starting tonight, I'm going to hear them all the way through Monday night. And I'm already done with fireworks.
Does it really bother you when you hear them?
No, not that.
I heard some last night.
I see if you have a dog. Like, Joji, have you ever tried like the Thunder jacket or whatever? Any of that's, I used to work at a pet store. So, like,
does it work?
I mean, people would return them all the time. I don't know if there was just like, I don't know if people would get them for the weekend because it was, right. It would always be inevitably July 5th or 6th or 7th. Just people would return all these jackets. So I don't know if it was because they didn't work or it's because, okay, got my use out of them here. I don't need it for another year. I'll be back in a year.
I could see that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They don't bother me as much, but I'll also say that I don't understand traveling to go watch fireworks. They're in my backyard. I've got some neighbors popping them off. Cool. And if there's a show in the area and we can get a good view, that's pretty cool. And there's some parks around us where they have fireworks shows, but I don't understand traveling. Like in Chicago, mass amounts of people go down to Navy Pier to watch it with all the tourists. And I will never, ever be one of those people.
Oh, that didn't surprise me.
No. What?
It is a nightmare.
It is bad. Absolute
zoo.
Yes. Yes. So complete chaos.
It's not that bad. And I'll say this from this perspective.
What's not that bad?
Like the downtown aspect. Like, but I'm saying this from perspective.
Whole downtown,
of,
no. Navy
right,
Pier.
Like working till 8 or 9 or 10 or whatever it was back at NBC Sports Chicago, getting on that show. Being out on the river and like, you know, posting up on a bridge and watching the fireworks. Like, it's not like madness everywhere. I've never gone all the way down to the pier. Like, that seems like stupid.
That's
you
what
got
I'm saying.
Yeah. The river. Okay. That's the move for sure.
There are people, the people that set up hours ahead of time for the fireworks show at night. Yeah. Like, that's.
You could literally go like 4 miles north, go out to the beach and watch them.
Yes.
Like, from
That's
and I would be one of those people. And I would absolutely be one of those people. But I'm saying, like, with hanging out with sweaty, gross humans to watch, to look up at the sky for 15 minutes, I'm not interested in that. But if I lived downtown, I had a great view, absolutely. Absolutely, I'd be watching that.
And 100%. I think for better or worse, I guess worse in this case, I think they're doing them because of it's like the 4th is on a Monday. I think they're going to have fireworks at Navy Pier on Saturday, on Sunday, and on Monday.
There's no reason for that.
Joe, what about the kids? I've noticed that my kids are not as excited about fireworks as I was, not even close, when I was younger.
I think they're still excited, but maybe yours are getting a little older, a couple of years older than mine. So maybe
I mean that's always been. It's just
they like them. They'll be excited. People set them off all the time. I think it loses some of it, right? If it's only on July 4th or the weekend, like that's fine, that's cool. But like if they're going off on June 12th. It's not as exciting.
About that, are people doing like full on mortars? Like, or is it just a couple people doing like bottle rockets here and there?
I guess it's more bottle rockets, but people do it. It's all the time in my area. There's just fireworks all the time.
So, are they legal there? Can you buy them?
Yeah, you could buy them.
You don't have to cross state lines. We have to cross it over to Indiana. Not that I've ever done that, but I'm going to be Indiana this weekend, so I'd imagine it's going to be even worse there.
You could bring a whole bunch back.
I can. I might sell. I might be tweeting out a link to something. I'll meet you. Get your fireworks for Monday. What favorite firework as a kid? What was it? Doesn't have to be anything big. I'm not talking to M80. Just let's say somebody has a pack. Somebody has some fireworks. What's the first thing you're grabbing?
Well, this doesn't totally answer your question, but like this is such a Midwest thing. Like this did not happen out east, but I was at someone's farm a few years ago, shout out.
Yeah.
Jake. And
Jake's farm.
No, it was not Jake's farm. But they did what are the like little Roman candle rockets?
Roman candles?
Roman candles. Yes, they had a Roman candle fight where you fire at each other.
Been there.
No.
Like people would have like burned clothes after and stuff. Like, yeah, that was wild. That's what I was like.
Kids do dumb stuff. Yeah. I was one of those kids. I used to get a big empty bottle of Gatorade, pour a little water in it. You roll up little pieces of aluminum foil, put that in there. Then you put the crystallized Drano, shake it up, and that's a bomb.
How do you have all your fingers?
We're in a whole different conversation now.
Let's just keep those going with this now.
Yeah.
No wonder Joe doesn't go to Chicago to watch fireworks. Yeah. He's got his own
Southside bomber. Yeah.
That thing. Oh man. The neighbors would like we'd blow him off in the alley. The neighbors would call the cops, and we just sit in the yard.
Wonder
and watch
why
the
you're a domestic
up.
Terrorist to that.
Yeah. That was Joe's childhood. Mine was like, oh, maybe a box of snaps. I'd like
what? Well, that's what I was actually thinking because I could see Joe G being the big sparkler guy.
I love those. That was my choice. But I mean, you're in a whole different realm here. I mean, I think the real story here is that Leroy is an ex Chicago cop and he's been chasing you since you were a kid.
That's the twist we've been looking for.
I mean, for decades, I've loved it as a kid. I still like doing it. Throwing snaps at people.
Oh.
Those poppers.
I thought you were getting the Drano out and just rolled the poppers down the tree.
That was one summer.
We did it every day. Would you do it again now? Yeah, would you do it again now?
No.
Absolutely not. No way I would do that.
How old were you?
Teenager.
Are you lucky to still have both your hands and all your
fingers?
Yes. Jesus.
That was dumb. No, I'm admitting it. It was dumb.
How did you find this? There wasn't YouTube back then.
My friend said it.
Yes, he was telling everybody. Reeks of a kid who knew a kid who tried it once.
Yep. Whose dad was like actually in the bomb squad.
And then that whole summer, it was like an everyday thing. Where were we going to go? Which alley? I got the Drano. I got the foil. Let's go. I bought a bunch of Gatorade, so those bottles are perfect.
The 32-ounce ones?
Yes.
Well,
exactly. Throwback. Exactly. Snakes are underrated. Even though they're
snakes
boring.
Suck.
They're kind of boring, but when you're really little, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
What else was there? Yeah, the Roman candles, though, they're probably really good. Bottle rockets are okay.
There's a kid in the, not a kid anymore, he's my age, but in the old neighborhood I used to live in Midway, there's a dude who, he still lives there. Like, 4th of July is his Super Bowl. Like, he gets so, like, he'll go to Indiana, buy everything, like to buy 100, get 100 free, like all that stuff. Like, he gets so amped up, he'll make like a firecracker snake all the way down the block.
Ooh.
Like, and it'll go for like 15 minutes. It's
like
insane.
Tie up Thunderbomb and Thunderbomb.
Like, yeah, and just go all the way down the block, and he'll just line it up, light the one, and just watch it go for the next 10, 15 minutes all the way down the street. It's bananas.
And then just tear up that street.
Oh yeah.
What's the cookout food that everyone's going to have this weekend? What's your favorite cookout? Because that's what I think 4th of July, too. You think
me
barbecue.
Too. It's more than anything else. Like, Labor Day, Memorial Day, you could do that. But it's July, like, how do you not have a cookout on July 4th?
Yeah, you have to.
I think I go pretty traditional. Just burgers and dogs. Like,
yeah.
I guess, actually, out here, it's been more of a brat.
Now we're talking.
Sort of thing.
Now we're talking.
Got brought the meat market right down the street.
Yeah,
so.
Good. Good.
Brought yellow
Speaking
mustard.
Of places that are going to be a zoo for the next couple days.
Yellow mustard.
No.
More V.
Like spicy.
More V.
Oh no, we're back to the mustard thing again.
Well, that's what you put on brats. A lot of people.
Is that the most people, or do some people change it up?
Well, Paul's a spicy mustard guy. Spicy brown?
I'm a spicy mustard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spicy brown. Okay. Are there other kinds of spicy?
I don't know.
Spicy yellow?
Spicy brown was my nickname.
Yeah, spicy brown. Spicy brown is what I would think.
So terrible.
It was bad. It was a reach.
Is there a go-to brat? Like, is there like a local place, or is a brat? Like, what's the brat scene like out there?
There's a place by, I guess, me and Jake called Paulina Meat Market, but they have like a whole bevy of options. Like, you know, you got some cheddar or some jalapeno in there. And, yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Yep.
It's great.
I also get Jardinera sausage they have at Mariano's. Terrific.
Yes. Mariano's, man. I got a jalapeno pub burger from there yesterday, and I grilled it at home.
I get those all the time. So jalapeno cheddar.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
Throw jalapeno in anything, and it's just better.
Next.
It's just better.
Joe, fries in the air fryer. It was great.
Oh, sounds delicious. Joe O, Joe G, our Rookie of the Year market. We'll hit that next. What are the latest odds? Where do we see the value? AL and our Rookie of the Year. It's coming up next right here on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.